That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Thursday, and this evening's special at the Norton Eagles is chicken and dumplings, so make plans to go and enjoy chicken and dumplings at the Norton Eagles this evening. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 69 and breezy. With a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become north 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 28 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 59. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 67. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 56. On Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, should be mainly before noon, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 47 and breezy. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 49 and breezy. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.83. The dew point is 43 degrees. The wind chill is 42 degrees. And the current visibility is 7 miles. It is 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday, November 16th. I was going to say October again. What is wrong with me? November 16th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
There we go.
There you are.
Hello.
There.
Now I'm Mandy's here. I made it.
How are you this morning?
I am doing very well, despite the fact that I didn't turn myself on the air for my microphone. I forgot I turned it off.
Well.
Oh, well.
I'll allow that once.
Okay.
Okay. So you got your once out of the way. Oh, having a good morning. I'm having a good morning, too. It's 45 degrees out.
I know. I made that comment when I came in this morning. It was cold.
It feels
cold.
And
I did not like it.
No, it feels cold, but it's 45. That's kind of warm here lately.
It still is. But I think it's wet.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate this word, but it's like moist in the air. It is wet in the air.
Why does that word bother people so much?
I don't know.
It doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't really bother me. It's just, I know it bothers some people, and so I don't use it. But yeah, it's like wet in the air.
Even the cement was wet this morning.
Yeah.
And it makes it feel colder. And it was foggy. It's cleared up a lot. We were down to 5 miles visibility earlier, but we're up to 7 now. So it is clearing off. You know, if you got to be out and about, like I said, it's clearing off. When the sun starts coming out, it'll get it more clear. So, you know, it's 7 miles visibility. If you can put your trip off, if you got to go anywhere, just for a little while, let it burn off a little bit more, that'd be great. But in the meantime, you can always check the weather conditions on the roads anywhere in Kansas at candrive.com.
Hey, while I've got everyone's attention.
.gov, I'm sorry.
.gov. I'm going to do a quick PSA since I'm doing it right now. If you guys ever get Best Choice brand items from Jamboree Foods, K case in point, our water bottles here that we have at the radio station. If you keep the labels and turn them into the school, they can get equipment for the school.
Well, there you go.
So just a little PSA. Best Choice brand labels, keep them and take them to the USD office, and they collect them and turn them in for equipment for our schools.
Awesome. All right. Well, don't forget that. Before you throw them away, just tear the UPC part off, and
it has to be the whole. It has to be the whole barcode.
Awesome.
But yes, and the easiest ones to do are your water bottles.
All right. Let's see.
Off script there. Sorry.
Not a lot to go on last night, so let's just get into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to start off with trivia. Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. Download that Pizza Hut app. You can order right from the app. You can check out all their great featured items they have at our Norton Pizza Hut. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Remember, they do deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. Once you pick it up, you have a week to use it. If you need to pick it up between 11:30 and 3:30, we're usually not around the office about that time. That's the time we take to do all our running around. That's okay. Just give us a call, and we'll be glad to leave it for you. But know that when we leave it, we put our expiration date on it, so it'll be a week from the day that you ask us to leave it. All right. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to trivia, and you are going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so Roy Clark is, let me see how he's in my music news, or I think it is, he's in some news that I'm going to do at the end of the show today, so I'm going to ask a question about Roy Clark, more specifically about Hee Haw.
Hee Haw.
Because, I mean, you know, Roy was a very talented musician on his own, but a lot of us grew up knowing him mainly from Hee Haw,
mm-hmm.
right? So, 785-877-3378. Be the first person with the right answer. You're going to get that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So, pretty easy. Hee Haw was based in what fictional location?
Oh, man.
When you hear it, you're going to slap your head. Hee Haw was based in what fictional location? We got a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yes.
All right. Oh, I know this voice. Who is this?
This is Gene.
Oh, hi, Gene. Hey, what's the answer?
Good one. Cornfield County.
You got it. Excellent job, Gene. Our first caller got it right away. Good job. Thank you, Gene.
You're welcome.
Hey, you can pick up your certificate here at the radio station.
Will do.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. It was Cornfield County. Remember that? With K's? On Cornfield and County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the TV variety show debuted on CBS TV on June 15th, 1969. It was filmed in Nashville, but set in fictional Cornfield County. Hee Haw featured comedy skits and live country music performances and the Hee Haw Honeys. Everybody remembers the Hee Haw Honeys, right? It was hosted by Buck Owens and Roy Clark, and the show also starred David Stringbean Aikman, Minnie Pearl, and Grandpa Jones, among other country music legends. Now, over the years, several stars also donned their bib overhauls and took to the cornfield as guests, including George Strait and Garth Brooks. And that's something. It was on forever.
They still put reruns on, and I'll watch it every once in a while.
I do, too. I'll be going through the channels, and I'll see a hee-haw, and I've got to stop and watch it. And the thing is, unfortunately, I remember almost when every episode I've ever stopped to watch, I remember seeing before.
Mm.
Isn't that something? Because my dad loved that show. He never missed it, so it was fun.
It was.
You know, they got it, you probably don't even know this, but they based it off of the Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In show.
Hmm.
Do you know what that show is?
I'm probably aware of it and have seen it, but yeah.
That's where Goldie Hawn got her start. Mm-hmm. She was a dancer on there, Sock It to Me. Yeah. Watch that show all the time, too. All right. Hey, good job, Gene. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Before we take our first break, we're going to go ahead and get started with our turkey hide-and-seek for the day. We're giving away a Thanksgiving turkey. Leading up to Thanksgiving Day, we'll be giving it away every day through next Wednesday, November 22nd. And for your chance to win a Thanksgiving turkey, we are going to take caller number 2. Caller number 2-877-3378.
You are caller one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're caller two. Who is this?
Well, it's my lucky day.
Hey. You sound familiar.
Okay.
All right. So, Gene, do you need me to list our sponsor locations of where we may have virtually hidden our Thanksgiving turkey?
No, I'm going to go with Jamboree Foods.
All right. Your guess is Jamboree Foods, and our answer is...
Remember, I'm the messenger. Wah, wah.
It is not hidden at Jamboree Foods.
Thank you,
Gail. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And it's as easy as that. Continue to listen throughout the show. We'll tell you when to call and what caller to be. And we want to thank our sponsors, Jamboree Foods, Laser Pro, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Pizza Hut Wing Street, and Be Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Kinsey Covenant Realty, Epke Liquor, Insurance Central, Moffitt Drug, and Be Home Acres, and Nextech.
Awesome. All right. Keep listening. We're going to do it again. And in the meantime, we're going to break for Open Market Report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. We look at what's going on as we get in underway as far as the markets are concerned. And, of course, we saw lower cash trade as far as the Northern Plains is concerned. Haven't seen anything in the Southern Plains, but we'll wait and see what pops up as far as any type of trade is concerned. We do see some asking prices around 183 as far as the Southern Plains feedlots are concerned, but nothing happening as of yet. Now, one other thing to take a look at coming up tomorrow will be the cattle on feed report comes out at 2 o'clock. And will cash sales end up being delayed until then? More than likely, that's going to be the case. But we'll wait if that's going to be happening as far as the markets are concerned. Now we look over to the grain side, and we saw a lower overnight trade after starting out a little bit higher as far as the overnight trade yesterday evening, but eventually moving down towards that lower market overall as far as wheat, corn, and soybeans are concerned. Outside markets today, crude oil is down $1.89 and $74.90 a barrel. Gas futures down a little over 5.5 cents. Gold up $10.40 an ounce. And as far as Wall Street is concerned, we are seeing the Dow Jones Industrial Average start out on a lower note, currently down 86 points at 34,906.21. NASDAQ down 36 and a third points at 14,067.46. You're listening to the markets here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Today I'm speaking with Johanna Andres, the development coordinator with the Kansas FFA Foundation. And the Kansas FFA is currently trying to raise $5 million before the end of the year. Johanna, can you tell us why you guys are attempting to raise that much money?
Kansas FFA has grown by over 30% in the last decade, but our budget has not kept pace. And currently all of our funding comes through grants and annual fundraising from the foundation. So we don't have stable or reliable funds. So we've established an endowment to help stabilize those funds so that way we can continue to provide those opportunities for generations to come.
Where can people go to donate?
They can go to the ksffa.org/endowment to find more information and to make a donation or a five-year pledge, gift of commodities. There's lots of ways that people can fulfill a gift to make a difference in Kansas FFA.
Once again, that's ksffa.org/endowment to learn more about the campaign and to make a one-time donation or commit to a five-year pledge today.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday party line. Today is November 16th. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Oh, let's see. Is there anything you want to do before we start?
Sure. We're going to take caller number 3.
All right.
Caller number 3 for a chance to win a Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods. Caller number 3.
Good morning. You're caller number 1. You are caller number 2.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're waiting for caller number 3, 785-877-3378. You are caller 3. Who is this?
Jane.
Good morning, Jane.
How are you this morning?
Great.
All right, do you need me to name our sponsor locations?
No, I'm just going to guess Laser Pro.
All right, your guess is Laser Pro, and our answer is?
Wow, it's a turkey.
I know, wow. Second guess. Oh, my gosh, that's the best guessing record we've had all week. We've had to go through quite a bit of guesses and locations the earlier in the week, but you got it in our second guess for the day, and you've just won yourself a Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods and our other sponsors bringing us turkey hide-and-seek this year.
Hey, thank you, and I want to thank all the sponsors because it makes the morning so fun to do this.
Isn't it so fun?
Have a great holiday.
I agree 100%. Thank you, Jane.
Well, now, just to make sure, this is Jane Burton, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, Jane. You can pick up your certificate here at the radio station to get that turkey. And congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Can you put the certificate on the door?
Sure can.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
So
you
much
know,
fun.
It is so much fun. And like Jane said, we do appreciate our sponsors. We want to go ahead and quickly thank them again. They are Jamboree Foods. They are supplying all of the turkeys. Laser Pro, H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet, Pizza Hut Wing Street, and Be Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Kinsey Covenant Realty, Epicky Liquor, Insurance Central, Moffitt Drug, and Be Home Acres, and Next Tech. Thanks again to those sponsors, and we will play again tomorrow for more chances to win a turkey.
And sincerely, when Jane said it's a lot of fun, Mandy and I have so much fun with this. We really, really do. So, thanks to all our callers, everybody listening, and our sponsors.
I know.
It is fun.
It is.
It's fun to give stuff away.
It always is fun to give stuff away.
All right. Hey, we want to remind everybody we are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call at 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, what, well, we got one so far, Mandy?
I believe,
or do we have any?
We have zero.
We don't have any anniversaries.
We have zero.
Let's get those phone calls in. 785-877-3378. Because tomorrow at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate to Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc., for all your gift-giving needs. Also, your decorating. I got some awesome decorating items when I went for their open house last Friday. And by the way, thank you, Garden Gate, for a wonderful time at the open house. And I got some wonderful decorating items and kind of did my list in my head of things I want to get for other people, because you're going to get a one-of-a-kind special gift at Garden Gate, etc. Stop in and visit them today right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. Call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109. And remember, it's not just for vacations. It's for everyday travel like business or medical or hotel stays and vacations. Call Click Your Heels Travel today for all your travel needs at 785-871-4109. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Teen Guardian, Twin Creeks Extension, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you. We get to be here. I have one reminder. You don't have any reminders?
I do not.
So I'm going to just let you know my reminder for this morning is for our Norton Public Library. Today is November 16th, so it means it's preschool story time at our Norton Public Library at 10:15 a.m., where the library staff will be sharing stories, songs, games, and a craft. And you can go join in all the fun at our Norton Public Library this morning at 10:15. All right. You want to start?
Sure, I'll start. I'm excited to start because I'm going to talk about, we've been talking with Click Your Heels Travel and the pre-Black Friday sale that they have through one of their vendors. If you have ever wanted to go to Ireland or Italy or, let me bring my list up here, Ireland, Italy, Scotland, England and Wales, and Iceland. I have had finally the opportunities. We've been working on getting information to those that reached out about this deal, and it is live now. We can book this pre-Black Friday exclusive deal now. We worked up one after getting more details from the interested client of what they wanted, like what they wanted to see, how many days they wanted. And so we narrowed down their tour, and I'm going to give you a price breakdown. I can't say exactly how much it is. I can give you an approximate, but they are doing a what they call a day tripper, which is they are going to go to Ireland and they are going to stay their entire 7-day, 6-night trip at one location. And then each day they have a day trip going to the different sites, castles, pubs, tours that they arrange, and they do those on each individual days. And this again is a 7-night, 6-day tour, and that's while you're in Ireland. That doesn't include your trips there and your trips back as far as the days that it takes to get there. So for two people to do this tour, including all of their taxes, including airfare for two, including all of the tour entrances to all the different locations that they're going to, transportation, their stay at their hotel, and it's a beautiful hotel there at the central location, plus at least two meals per day. You are guaranteed breakfast every morning, and then depending on the tour that you're taking that day, you will either eat lunch or you have dinner on your day, and then you're on your own for the other meal if you're wanting something. For two members, when we told our client this number, they were like, is that per person or is that for total? And we're like, no. After the discount that we can give you, this is for your entire tour to Ireland. And it was under $7,000.
Wow.
Under $7,000 for a bucket list trip to Ireland, including everything, all of your entrances to the tour sites, the castles and the specialty pubs, and your lunch or your dinner and your breakfast, your stay, airfare, which if you have priced airfare recently, you know how volatile airfare is right now. All of it was included, and for two people to do this trip, it was under $7,000. We have exclusive rights and abilities to purchase these tours ahead of the rest of the industry. This coming week, the rest of the industry will be able to start booking these the day after Thanksgiving. So if you're interested and want more information and you have always wanted to go to Ireland or Scotland, England and Wales, Iceland or Italy, give us a call, 785-871-4109. We are on Facebook. You can look us up under clickyourheelstravel.com and like and follow our page. You can also reach out to me on Facebook and send me a message, and we'll get you more information. Again, these travel dates are for 2024, so keep that in mind, but a heck of a deal to be able to check off a bucket list trip to one of those locations.
You know, we were talking about the holidays coming up. What a great gift that would be to someone.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Who wouldn't love to be able to check off going to Scotland, Iceland? The one I really looked at when I was doing the webinar was Ireland and Italy. I fell in love with those tours.
Hmm. Nice. Wow. But you're not going on this one.
No, I'm not. I told Jonathan, I was like, they better do deals like this when we're able to take a trip like that.
I'll cover for you.
I know you would in a heartbeat, but that's going to be after kids, you know.
I see. Yeah.
And maybe even after college.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I was going to say, I'll cover for you.
But it is a bucket list item. And like I said, it is the price is amazing. And when your client asks, is that per person? And they really were expecting it to be per person. And it was for both. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Hey, I am going to talk about Bailey Heating and Cooling. You can call Bailey Heating and Cooling today at 785-871-1824 for all of your heating and cooling needs. Also, call them to do some maintenance on your heater. Make sure it's going to keep you going throughout the whole winter season. You know, we've got a few days here and there that were thrown in the last couple weeks of cold weather to remind us that winter's coming. Well, hey, all you have to do is call Bailey Heating and Cooling at 785-871-1824. Have them come out and do maintenance on your unit. Also talk to them about some getting a new unit. Once again, call Bailey Heating and Cooling, 785-871-1824. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Jean.
How are you guys?
Good. Doing well. And you?
Okay. I want to let you guys know tomorrow my sister Nancy and I are going to be at Norton for the football game, and I have to see my athlete at the football game.
Well, I don't know if he'll be going, but if he's there, I'll make sure he hunts you down, okay?
Okay. He has to be there.
Well, we'll see. If he goes, I'll make sure he looks for you, okay?
Okay. But I like to pick him on my athlete.
I know. But you can pick him up on person if he goes. I'll make sure he knows you're going to be there, okay?
Yep, we're leaving about 11 tomorrow, so...
All right.
We're just going to stay overnight, and then we'll come back. But I've got to warn Norton that I'm coming.
All right. And do you have anything for us today? Any birthdays or anything?
Good luck, Junior High Jay. In Oakley? All right. Wherever they're playing basketball.
Okay.
And that's it. But I'll have birthdays for the weekend.
Well, you can call them in tomorrow.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, guys. Don't shoot them. I do.
Will do.
Hey, you have a great day today.
You too.
Okay.
So am I.
All right, we will.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Before we go to our next sponsor, we did have a call. Someone is in search of a teenager or someone that is willing to do lawn cleanup, mowing, weeding, etc., getting weeds ready to be picked up, so on and so forth. They're looking for somebody to help with those chores. 785-202-1696 is the number to call if you're interested in helping them out.
Make a little extra money?
Yes. All right. With permission of supervisors and event coordinators, Team Guardian will be seen in public a lot over the years to come. Through communication and accountability, this locally owned and trained canine team will develop specialty skills as well as mature through obedience drills in local businesses, public venues, and government-owned facilities. Mateo and Sasha continue to mature through their obedience drills and under the guidance of certifying canine trainer Hank Cocking of Midwest Dog Center, Penny and Terry Laughlin are learning how to move their canine service team on to specialty skills such as scent detecting and guard dog. The proper etiquette of being around service dogs being trained or on duty is, number one, Team Guardian has received permission to develop their skills in public places, so keep that in mind. They are allowed to be there. Number two, give proper space in the right-of-way. Do not speak to or approach. Do not purposely distract the team. Give respect and honor the hard work it takes to train service dogs and ignore them. I know it's hard. They're beautiful dogs. They look like they just are begging to be pet, but ignore them if they should seek your attention. As part of their training, canine trainees, Team Guardian will be at the Friday night football game with their training vest on, which states clearly, do not pet and in training. Terry and Penny will be wearing their identification vests as well, declaring Team Guardian Handler. They are looking forward to joining the Blue Jay fans and cheering the team on to a great game of football. And they say, go Jays, from Terry and Penny Laughlin and Mateo and Sasha.
Awesome. All right, let's talk about the 4-H Denver Trip Benefit Meal that's coming up this Saturday, November 18th at 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Norton County 4-H building. That is through the Twin Creeks Extension and the K-State Research and Extension. Now, this is for the 4-H delegation to be able to go to Denver and the National Western Stock Show. You can get drive-through, eat-in, or carry-out, and they're also offering curbside pickup when available. Call 785-877-2781. They're going to be serving beef fries, ham, turkey, scalloped potatoes, baked beans, and bottled water, all of that for just $15. And youth under 5 years old, $5. Now, this is sponsored by the Norton Denver Trip Committee and the 4-H Council. It's put on by K-State Research and Extension and Twin Creeks District. If you have any questions, you can call Keith at 785-871-0623. And you can get your tickets at the extension office, or you can purchase them at the door. Once again, this Saturday, November 18th at 6 p.m., right here in Norton at the Norton County 4-H building, will be the 4-H Denver Trip Benefit Meal, drive-through, eat-in, or carry-out, or maybe even curbside pickup. 785-877-2781.
We're still taking your phone calls here on Party Line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of anyone celebrating, any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, we don't have anyone called in for the week, give them a call in, and tomorrow at the end of our show, we will give a lucky couple a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. T&C Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is Thursday. That means they are serving up chicken fried chicken served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can get a made-to-order KC strip or the waffle special for the evening. Again, today's lunch buffet features chicken fried chicken. Tonight is KC strip or the waffle special for this evening's special at T&C Kitchen. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511. Just to give you a couple of heads up for some upcoming dates that they have on their schedule at T&C Kitchen, they are going to be closed this Saturday and Sunday, November 18th and 19th. So keep that in mind for your weekend plans. T&C Kitchen will be closed Saturday and Sunday, November 18th and 19th. They will reopen again during their regular business hours on Monday. Then for Thanksgiving, they have a special Thanksgiving schedule and menu for their Thanksgiving. They are going to be open. They're not going to open until 8 a.m. and their breakfast menu will only be cinnamon rolls and biscuits and gravy. And they are doing that so they can still serve you some breakfast, but they're getting ready for their lunch buffet, their special lunch buffet for Thanksgiving. It is a traditional Thanksgiving lunch. On the buffet for Thanksgiving Day, they're going to serve that from 10:30 until 2 p.m. I will tell you, if you are planning on bringing a larger group, you might give T&C Kitchen a call and just give them a heads up. Say, hey, I'm coming in with my entire family. There's going to be 10 of us, just to get them a little prepared, or maybe they can get you ready ahead of time for your table. Just a word of advice. You can call them and just let them know. They do have special Thanksgiving buffet prices. Adults will be $13. Kids 10 and under are $7. But you're going to get the works on the Thanksgiving Day buffet at TNC Kitchen. So just those dates closed this weekend, 18th and 19th. They will be open Thanksgiving with a special menu for breakfast and a traditional Thanksgiving buffet starting at 10:30 and serving till 2. And larger groups, you might give them a call ahead of time just to make sure that they're prepared for you.
Awesome. And you don't need a big breakfast on Thanksgiving anyway, right?
Oh, no. We grew up in the family where you didn't eat until it was ready at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But then,
yeah,
then you ate.
Sounds delicious. You're making me so hungry. Wiser Realty wants you to know that they provide residential, commercial, and agricultural real estate services for the Norton County, Kansas area. And in addition to excellent personal service, the Wiser team will make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for. For more information, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185, or you can stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton and visit with them about all of your real estate needs. They have a couple properties that have been featured, including 1105 Nixon Drive and 310 East Washington right here in Norton. And we're going to talk about 1105 Nixon Drive. This three-bedroom, three-bathroom home is perfect for your family with room to grow. You enter into the large, inviting living room with a grand picture window. The kitchen has custom cabinetry built by Jay Fawcett with lots of storage, including two pantry units. The dining room has custom-built china cabinet and upgraded tile flooring that overlooks the cozy family room with a wood-burning fireplace. The master bedroom is uniquely large with two separate closets and a master bathroom. The other bedrooms have large, deep closets and custom wooden shutters to cover the windows. And you can enjoy the beautiful oak woodwork throughout the home with oak parquet flooring and solid oak panel doors. An extra-wide stairway takes you downstairs to a large L-shaped family room with wood-designed linoleum flooring. The downstairs bedroom has a cedar-lined closet and is located next to the third bathroom. The oversized utility room houses the washer and dryer, the Culligan water softener, and updated Lennox furnace, and it has an extra bonus storage room with built-in cabinets and shelving. The 24 by 84 foot heated garage is partially concrete and includes four garage doors and a walk-in door. The backyard has a brick patio with a partial stone fence and a small garden shed, and you can enjoy the spring weather while you sit on the brick patio watching the amazing purple martin birds as they enter their multiple housing units. This fine home is situated in a nice neighborhood and it's just a short distance to the schools at 1105 Nixon Drive. For more information on these properties or others, you can call Wiser Realty at 785-877-2185 or stop by their office at 214 East Washington Street right here in Norton. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup. And when we come back, Mandy's going to have some history.
And team for Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, the 30 consignments for today's cattle auction at 1 o'clock. Folks, at 1 o'clock, we're going to show several strings of nice breeding stock, nice bred cows, and they are as follows. 85 black white face cows, 3 to 6 years old, some heavy springers that we got sorted off, and the balance of spring calvers. Red black or red Angus, 60 black white face cows, 3 to 6 years old, start calving February 20th, bred Angus or Charolais. 11 red cows, 3 to 6 years old, start calving February 20th, bred Angus or Charolais. 13 Chartreuse cows at 3 to 6 years old, start calving February 20th, bred Angus or Charolais. 5 mixed older bred cows, bred Charolais for March, April calving. In the calves, here's 30 steers and 10 heifers are all black off the cows, spring shots, 500 to 600. 8 steers and heifers, black off the cows, spring shots. 400 to 500, 10 mixed steers and heifers off the cows, spring shots, 450 to 600, 31 black steers, they're off the cows, spring and fall shots at 700, 40 mixed heifers off the cows, spring shots and fall shots, and Ivamec, 400 to 500, 25 mixed steers and heifers, black, off the cows, spring shots, 500 to 650. In the feeders, here's 32 mostly black heifers, been running out on grass, wheat, and stocks that weigh 700 to 800 pounds. In the way-ups, here's a deal of 19 cows. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. No sale next week in observance of Thanksgiving. We'll be back at it on the 30th with a special calf and yearling sale, getting several nice consignments for that sale already. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jan. Hey, we are going to get some history from Mandy. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop in at Kansas Land Tire today. Have them check those tires out. Get that pressure where it needs to be and get you safe out on the road. Talk to them about maybe it's time to replace those tires. You know, winter's coming. You want to be safe. Talk to them today about that. They are our local Goodyear dealer. You can call them at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, November 16th, 1871, the National Rifle Association of America, or NRA, was first chartered in the state of New York. In 1907, Oklahoma was admitted as the 46th state. In 1915, Coca-Cola had its prototype for a contoured bottle patented. The bottle made its commercial debut the next year. In 1952, in the Peanuts comic strip, Lucy first held a football for Charlie Brown. She was very devious. In 1973, Skylab 3, carrying a crew of three astronauts, was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, on an 84-day mission. In 1973, U.S. President Nixon signed the Alaska Pipeline Measure into law. 1981, a vaccine for hepatitis B was approved. The vaccine had been developed at Merck Institute for Therapeutic Research. In 1985, Colonel Oliver North was put in charge of the shipment of Hawk anti-aircraft missiles to Iran. In 1998, in Burlington, Wisconsin, five high school students aged 15 to 16 were arrested in an alleged plot to kill a carefully selected group of teachers and students. In 1998, the U.S. Supreme Court said that union members could file discrimination lawsuits against employers even when labor contracts require arbitration. In 1999, Johnny Depp received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2001, the movie Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone opened in the U.S. and U.K. And finally, on this day, November 16th, 2004, a NASA unmanned scramjet, X-43A, reached a speed of nearly 10 times the speed of sound above the Pacific Ocean.
Wow. Today is November 16th. It's World Pancreatic Cancer Day. It's International Check Your Wipers Day. That's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do a day on it because it reminds you. But winter is coming, and you want to make sure those wipers are going to work really good. International Day for Tolerance. It's National Rural Health Day and National Indiana Day. That's where I was born, in Indiana. So happy birthday, Indiana. Music. In 1959, the musical The Sound of Music opened on Broadway at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater. In 1973, David Bowie appeared in his first TV special, 1980 Floor Show, broadcast on NBC's Midnight Special. Whenever we had a babysitter, they'd let us stay up and watch Midnight Special with Wolfgang, Wolfman. Yeah. In 1988, Stan Love, a former Beach Boys manager and the brother of lead singer Mike Love, was sentenced to 5 years probation for embezzling more than $300,000 from the band. And that was his brother. That's sad. And in 1998, Kmart launched an online music store, Music Favorites. Does Kmart still exist?
I'm
going to look that up.
Don't know. I'll look it up while you finish.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. In sports, in 1926, the New York Rangers played their first game in the NHL. They beat the Montreal Maroons 1-0. In 1969, U.S. President Nixon became the first president to attend a regular season National Football League game while in office. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins 41-28. In 1982, an agreement was announced on the 57th day of a strike by National Football League players. In 1994, Major League Soccer announced that it would start its inaugural season in 1996. And in 1998, Roger Clemens with the Toronto Blue Jays became the first pitcher to win five Cy Young Awards. Happy birthday today to Maggie Gyllenhaal, born in 1977, star of the 2002 movie Secretary. And people that died on this date, Roy Clark died in 2018, the Hee-Haw host who sang Yesterday When I Was Young. And Clark Gable died on this date in 1960. We all know Clark. Rhett Butler from Gone in the Wind. Gone with the Wind.
How many Kmart stars are there in the United States? As of August 17th, 2023, there are only 20 Kmart stores still in the United States.
That was our Walmart back
Yes,
in the,
day. The state with the most number of Kmart locations in the U.S. is U.S. Virgin Islands. Hmm. That is weird, with 4 stores.
Yeah, that was our Walmart back in the day.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for that, because I was curious.
Looking at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Brantley Hager.
All right, then how many we have called in?
We had 0 called in.
After you read the Lions Club, I kind of understand. There's
not
very many birthdays.
Not very many. Hey, we want to give a shout out to AJ. I don't know where AJ is, but
it's
they're listening.
Colorado.
He's in Colorado, or she's in Colorado. Over 293 miles away is tuning in to us on the internet and watching us. So, good morning, AJ.
Yep. All right. Hey, let's thank our sponsors. Let's thank Team Guardian, Twin Creeks Extension, Bailey Heating and Cooling, Wiser Realty, Click Your Heels Travel, and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here.
I'm going to recap our phone calls. We have somebody that's looking for a teenager or someone to do lawn cleanup, mowing, weeding, etc., getting weeds ready to be picked up. If you're interested, call 785-202-1696. And good luck, Blue Jays, from your biggest fan in Colorado.
All right. Well, congratulations to Jane on winning the turkey today. You want to read your list over for your sponsors again?
Of course. I want to give them recognition as much as I can. Jamboree Foods, Laser Pro, H&J Repair, Appliance Outlet, Pizza Hut Wing Street, The Anby Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Kinsey Covenant Realty, Ebke Liquor, Insurance Central, Moffitt Drug, The Anby Home Acres, and Next Tech are your sponsors while I'm talking about them. I don't know if you know this. If you have the Jamboree Foods app, you should know this. And if you don't have the Jamboree Foods app, you need to get it. They are offering, if you don't win a turkey from us over the next few days, they are offering a digital coupon on their app of $5 off a Best Choice Turkey at Jamboree Foods.
Awesome.
$5 discount off of your Thanksgiving turkey. If you don't win one from us, you can use their app and save $5 on your Thanksgiving turkey that way.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Lots of fun. Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
Have a great day. I hope everybody has a great day. Oh, before we leave, I have to give a great big shout out to somebody that I love very, very much, and that is my sister-in-law, Renee Riedel. Today is her birthday, so happy birthday, Renee. I hope you have a wonderful day.
We also, I have a couple minutes. Okay. We didn't talk about this yesterday, but I do want to talk about it again today. We've had several people reach out and ask if there will be Facebook coverage of tomorrow night's game. And we did get final word and approval from, but USD 211 got final word and approval to be able to broadcast the game on the Blue Jay Athletic Facebook page once again this week. This will be the last week that we will be able to do it. If they win tomorrow night, or when they win tomorrow night, there will not be any more coverage on Blue Jay Athletic Facebook page for the state competition on the 25th, but we will have it tomorrow night. Again, I will copy the link to that Facebook page, to the KQNK Facebook page, if that's where you normally are used to going to find it. We always, always encourage everyone to go in person, fill the stands, and root our team on in person, but we understand for those that can't, or they are out of town, relatives and friends, and can't make it, don't despair. You will be able to watch it again on the Blue Jay Athletic Facebook page tomorrow night.
Awesome. Go Blue Jays.
And, of course, you can always listen on KQNK 106.7 and 102.5 FM, 1530 AM, plus our listening streaming apps, the KQNK app as well, or off of our website.
All right. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great day today. And in the meantime, don't forget about us tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.